into the PFF NFL Daily today, discussing the AFC. And Sam, it looks like the Kansas City Chiefs are the best team in the AFC right now because the Bills keep losing. The Chiefs are holding on to the number one seed right now. So we're going to ask the question, which team has the best chance to knock off the Chiefs in the AFC?
The Bills keep losing. They got one more loss than the Chiefs. Like, settle down a little bit there.
That's 2 weeks in a row they've lost, right? Uh-huh. 2 weeks in a row. The Bills, I mean, that's what happens in the NFL, Sam, right? As soon as something happens, like, oh, the Bills, they're no good anymore. They're 5 weeks removed from beating the Chiefs. So are the Bills still the best team to knock off the Chiefs, or is there someone else?
I think Miami is a real threat to Kansas City. Not just Kansas City, but anybody, like Buffalo themselves. Obviously, they've already got a win over Buffalo already this season with another game to come. But all of a sudden, they're the team in pole position in the AFC East that we thought was Buffalo's wrapped up before the season even began. Like, Miami's offense is scary. They look like the number one offense in the NFL. I know technically, depending on the numbers you look at, Kansas City has the number one offense in the league. But if you do that trick that everybody's doing this year, if you look at games just where Tua started and finished, where he didn't get knocked out of the game, Miami has the number one offense in the league. Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle, Tua, the run game, like the offensive line, everything is cooking. So I think they can put up points on anybody, including Kansas City, and that might be the matchup we're anticipating in the playoffs rather than the Buffalo-Kansas City rematch we thought was inevitably the AFC Championship game.
Okay, I want to circle back to the Miami discussion because it's a fascinating one, because you're right. I mean, they so effective offensively. We'll come back to Miami in a minute. I think the Bills are still the best team, right? How much should actual wins and losses change our view? This sounds ridiculous because that's the goal of the game, right? But if Buffalo, I hate playing the what if game, but if they just execute a QB sneak, right, which they're gonna do 99 times out of 100, but they didn't, they don't deserve credit for it. But if they're put in that situation again, Josh Allen probably doesn't fumble in the end zone, and we're talking about the Bills still holding on to the number one seed. They're still the team that beat Kansas City. And I think the thing about the Bills is they remain the best all-around team, right? They're capable of playing really good defense, rushing the passer. They've been extremely banged up in the secondary, but they're still playing well defensively. I mean, it's not crazy to think the Bills are the best team in the AFC. They just, this bad loss against Minnesota, bad loss against the Jets, you could say. I mean, they just happened more recently than, say, you know, like if the Chiefs had just lost to the Colts last week, the sky's falling. How could the Chiefs be atop your power rankings? So timing does mean something. So I don't want to overlook the Bills just because the win-loss column is not as favorable right now. The Bills, I think, are still right there with the Chiefs as 1A and 1B in the AFC.
I think they're right there, but it's also, you can't dismiss the way that they've lost these games as well. Like, they've lost them for a reason rather than because they just got unlucky or the ball bounces away, you know, randomly. Josh Allen is becoming, or has gone back to being, one of the most turnover-worthy prone quarterbacks in the entire NFL. And those turnovers have been really costly in all their defeats. I know he didn't have an interception against Miami, but he had six turnover-worthy plays. He fumbled three times. So they are losing games because Josh Allen is putting the ball in harm's way more than the other quarterbacks we're talking about. And right now, those are 1, 2, 3, right, in terms of PFF grade for quarterback this season. Mahomes, Tua, and Josh Allen. But the difference between two of them and Josh Allen is how often the ball is being put in harm's way. And if that continues, and let's remember, he sort of transformed himself into a completely different quarterback the last couple of years. But the first 2 years, Josh Allen was very turnover-worthy prone. If that part of his game has kind of come back and is going to be a fixture all season long, then as much as the Bills might have the best roster top to bottom, the turnovers are a flaw that can keep them away from being the best team in the AFC.
Picture it, Sam. Your kicker's lining up for an onside kick. The chances of regaining possession are slim. The stakes are high. Tension's higher. Pulse is racing. He kicks it. You watch the ball bounce super high. And you can make every play feel this exciting with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. And their unbeatable offers. Right now, new customers can make any $5 NFL bet and get $200 in free bets if your team wins. Check it out. In addition to the usual bets, everyone can boost their winnings with DraftKings stepped up same game parlays. And those are available, those stepped up same game parlays, once per game day, all season long. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code PFF. to get $200 in free bets if your team wins. Just place a $5 bet on any football game only at DraftKings Sportsbook using the code PFF. All right, Sam, I do want to circle back to the Dolphins. And then there's the other team that was mentioned by Nick Wright on the PFF NFL podcast, the Baltimore Ravens. The Dolphins offense, you already kind of laid that out. Is their defense good enough, though? They've been kind of hit or miss on that side of the ball. I don't know if they're good enough as an all-around team. As fun as their offense is, are they a good enough all-around team to compete with the best here?
Yeah, I don't think their defense is great, but I think that's applicable to pretty much any team you look at. Like, the teams with the best defenses in the NFL don't have the offenses to stack up. Like, Denver's defense might be the best defense in the NFL, but Denver's offense stinks. Russell Wilson hasn't worked. The Nathaniel Hackett thing, disaster. So they're not in the picture. But teams like Kansas City, their defense isn't amazing. Buffalo's defense is good, but can be exploited. We've seen that in the last few weeks. And then I think Miami's defense is in the same kind of category as Kansas City. It's capable of showing up for a big game. It's capable of causing problems. There have been some teams that haven't been able to deal with their blitz-happy approach at all. But no, like, it's not capable of carrying the team if the offense doesn't fire. But the good news for them is, so far, like, nobody's been able to stop that offense firing except when Tua's been knocked out of the game.
Yeah, so I want to see them keep it up, right? I mean, Tua, when he's been healthy last few weeks, he's taken better care of the ball. He's been great, and the offense has been incredible. So I do want to see that all-around game. So let's circle back to the Baltimore Ravens here as well. Unless there's someone else. I mean, last year's AFC champions, it's the Cincinnati Bengals. And both of those teams, right? The Ravens did beat the Chiefs last year, a, you know, quirky finish in the regular season. And the Bengals beat the Chiefs twice. And the Bengals are certainly a better team, obviously, when they have Ja'Marr Chase, but they are, you know, potentially as explosive as the Chiefs when they have Ja'Marr Chase. Both of those teams have to be in the mix, both record-wise and also if they get into the playoffs, they've shown that they could beat Kansas City.
Yeah, no, Baltimore, I think, are absolutely potentially in that category. Like, they are a unique team because of Lamar Jackson and the way that offense functions. I said for years that I actually think that stylistically, they have the right offense to be able to stop Mahomes even when he's playing, you know, at his absolute best, because they can keep the ball away from him. Now, it didn't work out that way. And the one time they beat the Chiefs, it wasn't even that style of game. Like, they won it because Lamar figured out how to be a drop back passer and carry the team on his shoulders that way, as opposed to in the run game. But I think Baltimore have the capacity. They've got the tools, they've got the pieces in place, and they've been adding pieces to that team, whether it's in a trade for Roquan Smith, whether it's in getting Ronnie Stanley back at left tackle. I think the Ravens are definitely in the category of a team that could get it done. I think Cincinnati is as well. Like, we know the high end of what the Bengals can do is pretty special. And then the one team that we haven't talked about at all, and probably won't, like, to any extended period of time, Tennessee Titans. Tennessee Titans are going to be on their way back to the number one seed again, and everyone's still going to dismiss them.
I think what you said about the Bengals, though, is relevant for this entire discussion. They're high end, right? The Bengals have been inconsistent, and they've dropped the ball against lesser teams over the last 2 years. But the Bengals high end, the Ravens high end, and the Bills high end is all up there to be able to beat the Chiefs. The Titans one, man, with Malik Willis under center and not even completing a pass to a receiver and barely even getting anything out of their pass game. And they go to overtime and they play their brand of football. The Titans are fascinating because they could play that physical brand of defense to slow down Kansas City. So I'm still going to lean AFC North. I think it's still the Bengals and the Ravens, because what Cincinnati did in the second half of the AFC Championship, three-man rush, slow down the Chiefs offense, that was absolutely incredible after they were torched in week one. The Bengals have showed they can make defensive adjustments, but they could also hang in a shootout if they need to. So to me, it might be Cincinnati. The Ravens are intriguing because, not that you could take them away, but you lose some of those 10-point, you know, blown leads early in the game, in the season. This Ravens offense, the season feels different if they don't have a couple of those missteps early.
Yeah, I think the Ravens could absolutely put themselves in that conversation. To me, the most likely team, or the team that Kansas City should fear the most, I think is starting to look like Miami. Obviously, the Bills are still right there. But I think Miami is becoming a scarier prospect to Kansas City than any of these other teams.
What a story if it's Tyreek Hill and the Dolphins. They will play later in the year, right?
No, they don't. You keep saying that, and they don't.
I keep saying that, yeah. And it's wrong. They won't play. but they might play in the playoffs. I'll take the Bills as still the scariest team because I'm not an overreactor, Sam. I don't overreact to the last thing I saw. The Bills are still the biggest threat to the Chiefs. Let us know in the comments who's the biggest threat to the Kansas City Chiefs in the AFC, the PFF NFL Network.